Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's August 2012. As of 2011, there are at least 8 million active permits to carry concealed handguns in the United States. These permits are issued by state and local authorities, whose eligibility requirements can vary dramatically. A group led by Carol Cha, a director in GAO's Homeland Security and Justice team, recently reviewed these requirements and how they are managed. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Carol to talk about what they found.
Can you talk about the different sorts of eligibility requirements that different states use in issuing concealed carry permits?
Sure. So concealed carry laws allow handgun owners under certain conditions to carry a loaded handgun either concealed on a person, in a vehicle, or in public. States can allow civilians to carry these concealed handguns either with or without a permit. Now, states use various sorts of eligibility requirements, and they can be classified into a number of categories based on their concealed carry laws. And the majority of states fall into one of two, may issue or shall issue. Now, may issue states apply discretion in granting concealed carry permits. So, for example, California and Maryland will require applicants to demonstrate, among other things, a good and substantial reason for needing a permit. And it's up to the issuing authorities in those states to make the determination as to what constitutes a good and substantial reason. Shall issue states, on the other hand, require that a permit be issued to an applicant if no statutory reason for denial exists. The remaining states either prohibit concealed carry altogether, and at this time that's Illinois and D.C., or they do not require permits in order to carry concealed handguns, and that applies to four states at this time.
Given this wide variation among requirements across states, is any particular set of eligibility requirements the norm or the standard?
While the majority of states share some common eligibility requirements, such as firearm safety training and being 21 years old, overall, states' requirements do broadly differ, and they differ across states as well as within states. And we conducted case studies of 9 states that issue permits in order to illustrate these differences. So, for example, all states disqualify applicants who have been convicted of a felony, but the 9 states differed in what types of crimes constitute a felony. So, as an example, you know, certain property theft in Virginia may result in a felony conviction, whereas in Tennessee, it may only be a misdemeanor. Certain states also have unique disqualifying factors. For example, in Texas and Tennessee, they disqualify applicants who are delinquent on child support, whereas in the other 7 case study states, they did not identify that as a factor that they use. So given the wide variability in requirements, permit applicants could be eligible to receive a permit in some states, but not in others.
One aspect of this issue that your team looked at here is how these laws have changed across states over time. What sorts of trends did you identify when you looked at this?
So in June 2002, 7 states in D.C. prohibited the concealed carry of handguns. As of March 2012, this number has dropped to 1 state and D.C. During the same time period, the number of shall issue states also increased from 29 to 39, and the number of may issue states dropped from 13 to 10. In addition, the number of states that do not require a permit to conceal carry increased from 1 to 4.
Guns are a perennial topic of national discussion, particularly in the wake of tragic and high-profile shootings. For taxpayers who are interested in how states and localities are managing these different laws and requirements, what's the bottom line here?
Well, over the years, Congress has considered the issue of concealed carry permitting and the concept of national reciprocity. And in fact, there is proposed legislation currently pending in Congress, and both gun rights and gun control advocates have weighed in on these matters. So to inform this national dialogue, our report lays out the status of concealed carry permitting across the nation. And the key takeaway here, I think, is that the number of states allowing permits is increasing and that states' laws and requirements associated with concealed carry also broadly differ.
To learn more, visit gao.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.